And it is time once again for Radio Rotary. Sarah is here. Sarah, you are here?
Yes, I am.
You are here. Okay.
God willing, and the creek don't rise.
Well, I don't think
cold,
it did.
Cold and everything.
But
yes,
no
I am
creek.
Here. No creek that I know of, yeah. And we are here with Radio Rotary, and my guests today are Randy Soden, Pompey Delafield, and David Meyerson, all from the Hyde Park Rotary Group, correct?
Yes.
Right. You are one of the older Rotary clubs,
we
is that right?
We celebrated last year, celebrated 50 years.
50 years,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, I had learned a couple of weeks ago that the Poughkeepsie Rotary Club is the oldest in the district, and I know the Kingston is the second oldest, so you guys can't be too far behind.
No.
Yeah, well, that's terrific. Terrific, terrific. Now, Randy, you're a past president and CEO of Hudson Valley Telephone.
That's correct.
Great. And how long have you been a Rotarian?
December this year will be 30 years.
Oh, my goodness. So you really are a lot of the historical and wealth of knowledge, I'm sure, for the club, and very helpful and still very active.
Yes.
Very active.
The club actually changed its time for meeting from noon to morning to bring in younger members.
That's,
because it was very hard for people to break their business day.
Yes, it is.
So
yeah.
We figured bringing it to an early morning meeting, we would get younger members.
And for our listeners, Rotary traditionally meets once a week.
Right.
And this is not an unusual pattern that is starting to happen now. My old club in Connecticut recently, in the past month, they've done the same thing. They had historically been a lunch group, and now they're doing the business. And for the same reason, you know, you're out in the meeting by boom and on with your day. So that is helpful. I wonder if how the older members felt about that, because sometimes change is hard to implement. But in the for the greater good, we all roll with it, right?
Yeah, we lost a couple of older members. Just can't get up at 7:30
and get run around with all that type of energy.
Yes.
And Pompey Delafield, I say that three times fast. I'm fascinated by your name. So we're gonna have
it's
to get a little
Roman.
Bit of history about. That it's not
it's
got to be
Roman.
A family name.
It's a family name. It's a family name, and it actually comes from a boarding school in Connecticut called the Pomfret School.
Uh-huh.
And it was shortened to Pompey for my grandfather, not for me.
Gotcha.
And I got the whole thing, his name, his nickname, everything.
Uh-huh. And you, speaking of, because I live in the northwest corner of Connecticut, and you actually went to prep school over
yes,
there.
Yes, I went to Salisbury School in Salisbury, Connecticut.
Salisbury yeah. School for Boys, one
Absolutely.
Of the few single-sexed prep schools
still,
left in the country
and still
going strong. They're
Absolutely.
Over-enrolled.
Are they
this,
really?
Yeah, this year. Yeah,
they're wonderful. They're a good school and always have been a good school.
So. Yes, they have. They have a wonderful reputation and a beautiful campus.
Yes.
Beautiful
Absolutely.
Campus. Now, you are the acting president of the Hyde Park Rotary, as well as you are the town supervisor.
That's
so
true.
Okay. So that's a whole nother loaded thing. But and you were explaining to me you are the acting president of this club because
our president, who is a wonderful Bill Riley, he goes away in the wintertime. He's a snowbird, goes down to Florida. So this year, while he's in Florida, I take over as the vice
president.
Because
you're the vice president.
I'm the vice president. So I take over for him and act for the next two and a half months while he's gone.
And you're apparently very experienced at
acting
president.
I've been president twice to the club. So, yes, by this time I know my way around a little bit.
All right. Now, how many members are in your club?
We're now up to 10.
Yes, and we've really increased.
And,
yes.
And we're working on it. That's
okay.
We've gotten two new members just recently. So
great.
We're on our way to 15 and hope to get there before long.
Good for you. And what is your ratio to men and women in the club, out of curiosity? Because your club's one of the few I haven't been to, actually.
Well, we've varied over the time, but at the moment we only have two members that are women.
We have two.
Yes,
women.
We have two members that are women. We have Ann Riley and Judy Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two women members. The rest are men
mm-hmm.
at this time.
Well, we just brought in a brand new.
That's right.
Member.
That's
yes,
right.
It's
Absolutely.
Three.
Absolutely.
That's right.
We just
brought
this
in.
Last week we brought in a new member who's another woman. So we have now three.
Three.
Great. And Rotary clubs can range in all sizes, just for our listeners to know. And it just the amount of membership is not doesn't always correlate with the activities of the club. Some of the smaller clubs can be extraordinarily effective and very active in their community.
That's a great question, because 30 years ago when I joined, there were like 45 members in the Hyde Park Rotary Club. And now we have just about 10, but our giving to the community has remained the same. Mm-hmm. We've given well over $350,000 over those years to the community, local community.
And again, Rotary Club being a service organization, we monies that are raised go directly back into the immediate community as well as to Rotary International to help support some of the global initiatives.
Yeah, we're very proud of being a 100% club. So everybody in our club gives to Rotary Foundation, which is the organization that gives to the world in terms of money.
Two questions. Do one of you gentlemen know the year that women were allowed to become Rotarians? It's a trivia question.
It had to be 1989.
Yeah, I was going to say 1989.
Well, we have Betty Renner, who is a Rotarian and a woman. Betty, step up to the mic, please. And I'm going to pull her in. I know I'm getting the evil eye. Betty is the past president of my Rotary Club, which is the Millbrook Rotary Club. And I know she knows the answer to this.
Uh-oh, am I a disappointment? It's 88 or 89, one of them.
Okay, well, that's good enough for government, close enough for government.
We had a very early female president, though.
Yes, we did.
Nancy Alden.
Nancy Alden was one of the first in the district of female presidents, yes, of the whole district.
My goodness. Yeah.
And she also was a town supervisor.
Oh, so leaders, you all have a club of leaders, it sounds like.
In the community,
In the community, wow. You know, I will share with you that last weekend, I had the privilege of going to the leadership conference for our district at Mount St. Mary's College, which is a series of workshops, and you learn more about Rotary, but it's about how you can contribute your time, not just money, but your time and your skills and things like that to help make your club, like your club, you know, 100% participation, whether it's the fundraisers, whether it's the activities that the club sponsors, as well as, you know, your every Rotarian every year contributing to the foundation. Let's talk a little bit about, before I introduce David, because we're going to, you gentlemen who obviously are the core heart and soul, as it were, of your club, you've also brought along David Meyerson, who is a new member. He's a businessman within your community, and he's the owner of Minuteman Press in Hyde Park. Is that right, David?
That's correct.
Welcome to Radio Rotary, and welcome to Rotary, more importantly.
Well, thank you.
Now, how long has your business been in the community?
We opened up about 3 months ago.
Okay, so
new
it's
business.
New.
Yes.
And what had you done before then?
I was working in a computer company down in New York. So I had been commuting down to New York and been doing that for a lot of years.
Uh-huh.
And my son, you know, graduated from college, got a job. So I said, you know, I can afford to make a change and do something different. And I wanted to be more active and involved in my community instead of, you know, leaving when it's dark, getting home when it's dark, never really being able to
tough schedule
do anything locally. So
yeah, you have to stay so focused on your business in town when you commute, don't you? So what drew you then to Rotary? Is this part of I want to be more involved? I want to contribute to my community?
Exactly. Yeah, I'd met Pompey at one of the local cafes.
He's running around town picking people up. Huh?
Oh, exactly. He's recruiting on the streets. Yes.
Yeah, he's into recruitment. We're going to take a very short break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit more with you, David, about your Rotary initiation and about becoming a new Rotarian and why. We'll be right back after this message.
When you are recovering from an illness, injury, or disabling condition, you need a special kind of care that gets you back on your feet. The care you'll find at Lutheran Care Center. Located on Route 44 in Poughkeepsie, New York, Lutheran Care Center is the Hudson Valley's choice for generic needs, disabled adults, special needs persons, and all supported by a 160-bed skilled nursing facility that includes a 40-bed rehabilitation unit. With two adult daycares, Lutheran Care Center has a complete medical and social support system. Tours are available at Lutheran Care Center by calling 845-586-9494. That's 845-586-9494. Lutheran Care Center, for over 130 years supporting our community, and is now a proud sponsor of Radio Rotary. Lutheran Care Center.
Sarah?
Yes, and we are back. We have a chatty group of gentlemen here today, JP. Have you noticed that?
It seems that way, but that's okay.
No, it's a good thing. We like that.
A little bit of loquaciousness on a radio show always works.
Especially when it's a talk show.
Exactly.
Would you agree?
Right.
Well, we just heard from one of our sponsors, Lutheran Care Center. I'd like to recognize the MARC Agency and the MARC Foundation as well. And New York District Rotary 7210, as well as HVW for sponsoring and supporting Radio Rotary. David, we were touching on, you have been a Rotarian for 10 minutes, basically. And you have jumped into the Hyde Park Club. And when was your initiation?
It was a couple weeks ago.
And what was it like? Because every club has its own personality and every installation is a little different. I mean, there are things you have to cover to be official, the laying on of the hands. It's kind of like when you become a knight, you know, you get the blessing and all that kind of stuff. But then every club has their own traditions. Tell me what it was like. And you gentlemen, you past presidents, you presidents now, you interim people, you jump into.
It's actually a very simple, dignified ceremony held at the Everetti Diner in the morning. And
is that where the club meets?
Yes.
And say it again, give the business
the Everetti Diner in Hyde Park.
Okay.
At 7:30.
7:30 on Tuesday mornings.
Boy, that's early.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm in a lunch club. Okay, go on.
No, it was basically just a very simple ceremony. I got presented with Rotary information, a pin, and took a couple pictures. And
that a was sword on the shoulder or anything like that?
Yeah. No swords. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just curious.
Just a big wheel.
All right.
Put the wheel on him.
Uh-huh.
No,
yes,
he did very well. And we as you say, we don't really make too big a deal out of it, but we make sure that we run him through the paces so he knows what's going on, what the four-way test is all about.
And what is the four-way test?
Oh, I was afraid you'd ask that because I can go through the first couple, but then after that
all right,
I'm
you go first.
Okay. Is it beneficial to all?
Well, that's the
end. No, is it the
is
truth?
Is it the truth?
Is it the truth? Right. Yeah.
What's number two?
Is it fair?
To all concerned? Will it build
goodwill
and friendships to all, and will it be beneficial to all concerned? Yeah. Yeah. And as Rotarians, we say that at every meeting.
We don't, we should, and I think
that
we need to.
Well, I'm going to report to you that at this leadership conference, they strongly recommend that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that's, guess what? Then you know it by heart.
Yeah, you know it.
You
absolutely. We know the principle. Now we need to know the words to go along with it.
Yeah. And the more you say it, the more it really becomes a part of what you do and how you tend
It's a very vital part of the whole organization.
It really is. Yeah. And it's been the four-way tests have been in existence since practically the inception of Rotary. David, so you are now, you've heard it from me. I'm passing this along to you leadership people. I really, you should go back and report to your club that Sarah said we should be saying the four-way test. Okay, now Sarah said that because they told us that at leadership camp last week, all right? And I will share this with you. One of my Rotarians from another club I was very involved with went to a fair on vacation out in the Midwest someplace and walked up, and the Rotary was doing something, participating in this country town fair for the community, and they were raising money, and they happened to be at the beer tent. Food and drinks, very important to Rotarians, P.S. And she said, can I have a free beer if I can recite the four-way test?
So she got a free beer.
It was beneficial to all concerned. Yeah, I can tell you that. Right. There we go with that. So, David, you've been your new member. What drew you to Rotary?
Well, like I said, I met with Pompey and actually with Bill Riley in my office to talk about some of the different things that Rotary does. And I was drawn to the, you know, both the local level and the international level. I mean, over the years, I've given to some different international causes just because I know living in America, I think people take it for granted, but I think we're blessed with a lot of things.
Yes, and, we are.
You know, but it's also important to be active and involved in your community. So I think Rotary kind of does a little of both. So that drew me in.
Yep. And right
and
now,
we're going to make sure he gets involved and does that too.
Good. Well, I can tell that.
Well, I'm because, here today, aren't I?
Yes, you are. Thank goodness it's not 7:30 in the morning, okay?
That's late.
Oh, for you, maybe. I'm not a morning glory. Clearly you are. So talking about the international causes, just to touch on that, of course, Rotary is in a leadership position globally as one of the groups that has paved the path for annihilation of polio, and the target date for it to be completely wiped off the globe is 2010, I believe. Another international cause is the is clean water. There's so many places when you say yes, we take for granted, and we are blessed just by virtue of where we were born. Things, clean water is not available to many, many people, and children die, and people have poor health, and Rotarians are very involved with that, with the filtering. We've talked a little bit about that on the show, about the water filtering systems and Rotarians being sent out on missions and stuff to teach people how to use them and build them.
Wonderful.
It's extraordinary. And you want to talk
wonderful
a little bit
program.
About that?
Well, I mean, we have certainly been talking about it in our club. We try and support that. Now, that's the Kingston. Is it the Kingston Club that is so into that?
Yes,
we've had them down to talk to us, and we've supported.
They're
it.
One of the lead clubs in our district.
One of the lead clubs, and they've done such a wonderful job with it. And we've done a lot of research to see what we can do, and particularly in Ghana, I believe, isn't it Ghana?
Right, we've paid for filters to be made there.
And it helps employ. What they do is they teach them how to build them within the communities,
exactly.
And they're very simple assemblies and things. And so you're employing people as well as providing a very basic need.
And they can do that. I mean, it's amazing how, as you say, it's relatively simple, but it's
it works.
Something that needs to have some help getting there. And that's what Rotary does, is make sure the help is there to get there.
So we have polio, we have Clean Water Initiative, and then the next really big hoo-ha is our Shelter Box program. And I will share with you that I was at UN Day a couple of weeks ago, Rotary International's Day at the UN. They shut down the entire UN, and it's just Rotarians in the building from all over the world, by the way. The international president, Mr. Lee, I can't pronounce his first name. I mean, I'm barely getting by your name, Pompey, so, you know, work with me here.
Mine is easier than
his. Wasn't there a song about that?
Was there?
Mr. Lee, yeah.
You're the music historian here,
yeah,
JP.
1, 2, 3, look at Mr. Lee.
Is that it? Do you know who wrote it?
I don't know the author. It was, now the artist just went. It was on the Atlantic label, that I remember.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. So
different Mr. Lee.
Yes. I'm sure.
And he did address a goodbye. Along with Jonah from Red Hook, I'm sure you gentlemen know Jonah.
Yes.
He and I had the honor of interviewing Tom. Do we know his last name? I don't have it written down, and I'm embarrassed to say he's the founder of Shelterbox. He's a Rotarian. He's from England. And his team, David Ubbe, was there as well as number two person. And it was extraordinary. I mean, it is just what they say it is. It's a pup tent that can collapse, and you can put it in a box that I can pick up, all 5 foot one of me, and schlep it around. And it comes completely outfitted with things that, you know, again, basic camping things that can sustain people for a period of time. And the Rotary, when there is a natural disaster or a need for some type of protection against the elements, they will send them out globally with the Shelter Box, with the team. David is one of the organizers of the entire volunteer. peer group that is dispatched, and he's in Tennessee, actually. So I know I felt very honored to have met them. And, of course, they had it all done up. You know, they had the whole display.
It's wonderful to go down there. I didn't go, but I know
To Rotary International Day?
Yeah. Wonderful program.
Well, the security is... You know, it kind of awes you. It does. It's just one of those things that you realize. Well, we were able to interview last week one of the presenters, one of the young men that's from here, that's from Poughkeepsie actually, and he was a presenter there last week. So that was terrific. So David, back to you. You thought, okay, I'm going to get involved with my community. You like some of the causes that Rotary supports locally and internationally. Do you have an idea of, I'm going to help you out here, gentlemen. Do you have an idea of what committees you think you want to serve on there, Dave?
I don't think I have any ideas yet, but I'm sure I'll be volunteered for one or two.
Okay. Well, I can guarantee you'll have fun. Yeah. And just as a reminder, because I'll be traveling next week, I'll be in Europe. And I haven't forgotten, JP, I have that record written down, because I'll be in Paris on the flea market day.
Oh.
So I'm looking for a record or a
Marché au Pou.
Odeon, on the Odeon
label.
Yeah, I have it. So I'll go to the flea market there and see if I can't sift
You'll
through.
I love that.
Cool.
I just really love it.
Have you done it before?
Yes,
yeah.
It's a wonderful experience.
Yeah. Well, it's one of my favorite cities. So, you know, when I go to the Louvre and I stand at the bottom of those stairs and I look up at the winged statue, I tell you, it brings me to tears. It's really, really something. But I will wear my Rotary pin. Always do when I travel. I always wear it. And
it's wonderful that you can go any place with Rotary and find. I've been to Rotary in Kathmandu. I've been to Rotary in Bangkok. I've been to Rotary in Oaxaca, Mexico, and all over this country. And what a great thing to walk in and feel an identification with other people, which is real. And it's just a wonderful experience.
Mm-hmm. And there is a moment in the meeting where the chairman and the president says, are there any visiting Rotarians here?
And often it builds for great relationships. I mean, for instance, we're very proud in Hyde Park that we actually sponsored the first youth exchange from Nepal. And that all came from my being over there teaching school for a while, but also going to the Kathmandu Rotary Club. And between them and ourselves, we were able to sponsor the first student ever. And now I believe our district has a student every year from Nepal. So that's wonderful.
Oh, that's wonderful. Did you bring flags back from these excursions? You know, because
some of
Rotary clubs will give you a flag and then you can bring it back to your own club. I can't, JP, I missed the last break. Can we do it very quickly? We have a quick message
for
our listeners.
We certainly can.
Thank you, sir.
In 1985, while polio was paralyzing 1,000 children a day, Rotary International committed to a goal of ending polio worldwide. Very soon now, after contributing nearly $600 million and immunizing over 2 billion children, the goal will be achieved. Eradicating polio worldwide. That is humanity in motion. That is Rotary.
There you go, Sarah.
Thank you, JP. And yes, we are Rotary. We are Rotary Radio. And I am here with my guests today, Randy Soden, Pompey Delafield, and David Meyerson, representing the Hyde Park Club. And we wanted to talk a little bit about some of your club activities. But before we do that, I want to ask you, Randy, what's the farthest point beyond that you've attended a Rotary International meeting?
Japan.
In Japan?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, I'm going to see if I can track one down while I'm away. I of course, don't speak a syllable anymore of French. I try to, you know, I try to make the effort and they kind of work with you. JP is actually of French descent, and he's interested in honing his...
No, I'm not of French descent.
Oh,
interested in learning the language.
Oh, so you all were teasing me. Jean-Paul. I thought that's
No,
but
everyone else does the Jean-Paul. It's
oh, okay.
Joseph Paul.
Okay.
Everyone else makes it Jean-Paul. And they've always done that. And okay. You know,
okay.
That's what you want to do. But I am je prends français.
Okay.
I'm not a master.
Okay. Oh, very good. All right. Then there we go. So what is the Hyde Park Club up to now? What are some future events and activities we can look forward to? And how do you see your club, let's call it 3 years from now?
Well, one of our favorite activities is the Honor Society Dinner. That's what we do once a year. And what we do is we actually put on a dinner for the Honor Society students and honor them for their...
Is this high school level?
High school level, right, before they go into college.
Okay. And is there an Interact Club in Hyde Park?
We do not have one. We are trying to get one in there.
And you know Roger Risco, who's one of the producers of the show,
right,
is very, you know, I mean, he loves to help people do that. Well, just reminding you of that. But anyway, please tell us more about your dinner. Sounds exciting.
Well, the dinner is held at the Wallace Center, which is, you know, the special center, visitor center that was built in Hyde Park.
Okay.
And it's put on by the Rotary Club. It's no charge to the students. And we have a wonderful dinner. We usually have 100, 150 people there.
Well, so may they bring their families?
They do bring their families and their grandparents and that. And
oh, my.
We do a review of their year in pictures. And then each student is introduced where they're going, what college they're going to attend to, and what field they're going to take up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. If you know what field you're doing when you're 17 or 18.
They all manage to come up with something.
Oh, I'm sure. You have to just fill in the blank, fill in the blank. That's what I told my daughter, and she's a junior now. You can change your mind. Don't worry. Everybody's asking you this. You need to worry about the paper you have due at the end of the week. That's your job right now. And what other activities?
Well, we've always been involved with the Youth Exchange, as I mentioned before. I, for a while, was at the district level. I was in charge of the outbound students. My daughter.
And what is outbound students?
Outbound students. The exchange program for Rotary is basically that we send kids abroad for a full year, and we accept kids in for a full year of study in high school. They have to be between the ages of 15 and 18 when they go, and they live with hopefully three different families, but sometimes that, you know, sometimes it's less, but they try and do three families. And so they're there for a full year. They learn the language, they learn the culture, and they go back hopefully with a whole new outlook on life. And I've always said that I can vouch for that. I had a daughter who did it, who speaks Portuguese absolutely fluently from being in Brazil, and has made it a career now. She's 27 and works in South America. And it really changes your life. It's a wonderful program.
It's a life experience.
It's a life experience. And almost every time sending kids and being head of outbound, which are the group that we send over to the other countries, they spend a year learning about it so that they are prepared for it, and then a year doing it. And then they come back and tell us what they learned. And you almost always have a fascinating story out of each and every one of them. So it's a tremendous program.
And they really are unofficial ambassadors, yeah, you know, to and from type of thing. You see, David, now I can see a little twinkle in his eye here. That could be something he could be very interested in doing.
It's a wonderful program, and you get so wrapped up, and particularly when you get to the district level, and you can really, you know, you just go beyond your club and you learn so much, and you have so much fun doing it.
So before we have to wrap it up, what do you see coming up for the Hyde Park Rotary? What do you see in your future for your club?
Well, the big thing, naturally, is next year, right? What do we call that? The
quadricentennial,
right.
Say that again.
The quadricentennial.
That's for the whole Hudson River Valley quadricentennial celebration. Which
and
is,
who all's involved?
The whole state is involved with
okay.
that. That really comes down right down at all levels.
Mm-hmm.
But we felt as a club that we should get involved with that program.
Terrific. So, yes, because you are one of the river towns.
And we are one of the
river towns. One of the historic towns, beautiful town, Hyde Park.
And actually there's documentation that Henry Hudson is stopped there. in Hyde Park.
I would be surprised if he hadn't.
And, well, it's documented well enough so they can tell he did.
All right. Well, we've had a wonderful half hour with the Hyde Park Rotary Club with Randy, Pompey, and David. And thank you once again to our sponsorship of Lutheran Care Centers, Mark Agency, Mark Foundation, and of course, Rotary New York District 7210.